Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us comes from the gospel lesson that you just heard. I'd just like to reread verse 38 of Luke 23. There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." It's an astounding conversation, the one between Pontius Pilate and Jesus of Nazareth. Are you or are you not a king? My kingdom is not of this world. What's that? You are a king then? And Jesus responds, "You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I came into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Pilate, so modern in his thought process, asks, "What is truth?" You can almost see Pilate sizing up that rabbi from Galilee, trying to get a read on why this wandering teacher is in so much trouble. The governor takes his decision to the people. "I find no guilt in him." Those who were gathered were not having any of his Roman objectivity. "Crucify him," was their consistent cry. And when they dared to bring Caesar into the conversation, Pilate knew that he had played his last card. It was Caesar who appointed kings. For Pilate to leave the door open for Jesus to emerge as some sort of self-appointed king of the Jews would never do. You see, Caesar held the keys to Pilate's own little slice of authority. Pontius Pilate wasn't about to risk what little security he had for the sake of sticking up for some poor preacher. Exasperated, he brought Jesus before them and said, "Shall I crucify your king?" Did he really expect their hearts to soften in that moment? "We have no king but Caesar," the chief priests answered. It was a lie. Everyone standing there knew it. A lie for the sake of expedience, a lie for the sake of getting your way. Another lie that sent Jesus to the cross. What's it like knowing that you're sentencing an innocent man to death? Even though he did just that, Pilate signaled something when he ordered the inscription placed over our Lord's head. "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." When the chief priests objected to that, Pilate refused to change the wording to what they would prefer. Now, what Pilate meant by the inscription? It's hard to say, but one thing is sure. What it said was factual. What was written was true. Jesus was and is the King of the Jews and the King of all creation. And a mid-ranking Roman official had signed off on his death. All Jesus would have had to do to stop these proceedings was say the word. You know that, right? but he submits himself to this. He lowers himself to this. Why does he do that? There's no recovery from that, is there? There's just none. There's just none. Okay. Well, let's dive back in here. It's not too long ago, a parent approached me and they asked, they had a 5-year-old child, sort of a sensitive soul, and they wanted help in preparing that child to attend a Good Friday Tenebrae service. You've been to Tenebrae services, there's a lot of darkness, people leave in silence, it's a bit frightening. So much talk of death, it seems like you're walking out of a tomb. And they wanted some assistance. How do I prepare my child for that? And the more I thought about it, the more significant a question it really was. How do you tell a child that Jesus, your best friend, died for you? Do you spare that child from the pain and suffering that Jesus went through? Maybe a few of the gorier details for a time, that would probably be wise, but only for a time. Because no matter how old or young you are, you'll never really understand how much Jesus loves you and how much he loves the world he made until you see him dying on a cross. And you'll never understand what kind of king he is until you see that he is a king who is willing to die for his subjects. He is royalty, ready to come down from his throne to give it all away. We need to take to heart the supreme sacrifice that Jesus made for us so that we can belong to him. You need to hear his words spoken from the cross, words of forgiveness, of heaven, of love, of forsakenness, of thirst, of fulfillment, of commitment to the Father. You need to hear it, believe it, know it from early age to the day you die. Why do you need it? Why do I need it? Because this is where to go whenever in the dark of night you wonder, does God really love me? Does he really care? This is where you need to go when your guilt gets so heavy that you can't deny it anymore. You can't find a way to shove it off. This is where you need to go when you think, is God punishing me for something I did? Is that why this is happening right now? Go to the cross. See the king dying there. That's the length to which God will go to make you and keep you his own. This is where all sin, all of it, all of yours and mine is paid for in full. Jesus didn't owe anything. And he still suffered and paid what we owed God by his death. What do you do with a sacrifice like that? How do you handle a love like that? How can things ever be the same knowing that this was the price the King paid for your forgiveness and redemption? Go to the cross. There you see the King of the Jews, the King of the Gentiles, the King of the North American, the King of the South American, the King of the Asian, the King of the African, the King of the European. There you see the King who rules by serving, the King who reigns by sacrificing, the King whom death cannot hold. Let him rule upon the throne of your life. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you sent your Son, who is King of all things. We have sung his praises this morning many times over, and yet that King, exercising his kingship, did not simply sit on a throne and demand to be served, but he descended the throne, entered the battlefield, and laid down his life for all of us. He handled the sin debt that encumbers us all, and he gave us a new life to live by his resurrection and by the fact that he continues to rule over all things for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of his church. Send your Holy Spirit to us today, we pray, through this word, through the sacrament that we receive, that we would gladly, willingly, be subjects of this King, the King who loves, the King who serves, the King who's not above coming down from his place of honor to be among us. And may we celebrate his presence here with us, and every day he goes with us. We pray it in the name of our ruling King Jesus. Amen.